Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's the All Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093. Patience is a virtue, and Jake has that today. He has virtues and patience. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You have familial drama. You have drama with your family.
Unfortunately.
Okay. This is the place because we all have been there. What's going on?
So, basically, my grandpa, he's 85 years old, and he's in a hospice as of the past few weeks. And, you know, who knows how long he has, to be honest. It's actually been a rough few weeks for everybody, and my brother and I, we have been handling the situation completely differently from each other.
How so?
And that's why I'm calling today.
What's the difference of how you're handling it?
So basically, my brother, he's been to see our grandpa more than me, and that's fine. That's not the issue. It's actually a little hard for me to be around my grandpa right now, but I guess he handles it better. But anyways, like I said, that's not the issue. The issue is the fact that he's taking pictures of our grandpa with our grandpa, and he's putting them on Facebook for everybody to see. And
is he like lost a lot of weight or just really?
So yes. Yeah. So, you know, he wants to update, you know, family that can't be there, and I get that, you know, but guys, like, our grandpa is damn near unrecognizable, and he's putting these pics out there on Facebook, and I don't want that to be people's memory of our grandpa. The fact that he's in such an emaciated state, I mean, you can't even recognize them. It doesn't look good, and
yeah.
Honestly, the pics they're very hard to look at. And even if you don't know what he looked like before, you definitely don't want to see the pics now. They're disturbing.
Oh, gosh.
And I know this is the All Advice Show, but I almost want to use it as a public plea to my brother to stop doing this. And he will hear this.
Oh, okay.
We both listen to you guys all the time. And I don't know, should this have been a private conversation? Maybe. But again, it's hard to have the conversation civilly without blowing up at each other. So I figured that this way was the best way to do it.
You may tell you what this is. This is what this is that you're seeing your grandfather slowly fade away. And
yes, wither away.
Right. And you want to be mad at somebody. And
probably.
And whether it's some kind of, you don't say, but whatever the disease is or whatever, you wouldn't be mad at that. You wouldn't be mad at the people that do all the awareness about it, looking for a cure and all these things. And who are you mad at, though? You don't want to be mad at God, maybe, for making this happen or allowing it to happen. So who are you mad at? You're mad at your brother. One of the when my sister got married, my dad walked her down the aisle. Like he had already started radiation and chemo and stuff, and he had like lost most of his hair. And you know, I was used to kind of seeing him in that way, but then there's this photo of he and I putting on our ties, and it's one of those cool pictures where we're looking in the mirror, so you see our reflections. I mean, if you would not recognize the man. And for a long time, that would almost be the way I would almost remember him. But then it's like, well, that's a short season in his life. The life was all the rest of it. So it's tough to see, but it's how he's handling it. And plus, it seems like he wants to share with everyone, you know,
how he's memories doing. And
it's also that time when you think life goes on forever, and then you realize that, you know, it doesn't. And a lot of times we do try to make up for it, like for real.
And I understand how you feel, because my mother had Alzheimer's, and the mortality thing was really hard because she dropped down to like 80 pounds. And I still took pictures of her, but I didn't post them on social media. But to this day, I look back and go, man, I miss her so much. And I'm glad I took the pictures, you know.
Are you really? I was thinking, like, even with that, just to pay, that'd be hard to look at, even if you didn't post it.
It was hard to, and just to think about those days where it's such a terrible disease and she can barely eat.
But, yeah, and it's kind of interesting you said that, because we were talking about, you know, like Steve Mongo McMichael with his Hall of Fame induction and, you know, how condition he's in right now. But, I mean, if that's what you want to tell your brother, like, take him down, that's for you to say. But and see, there's a text that says a lot of times people use this just for more attention for themselves. Why do we always have to look at it that way? Like, if that's the way of looking at it, then all social media is nothing more than a gloat and an attention seeking mechanism. Yeah. That's all it is there. But it's not.
Like 90% maybe.
Not all. I mean, when I post pictures of my grandson, I'm not like, hey, look at me, I got a grandson. God bless you, man, though. I mean, I feel the pain in your heart. I know how you feel.
It's hard.
I would just, you know, tell your brother, hey, maybe let's share some of some throwbacks from Christmas when we were younger boys with Grandpa, when he was more spry. Let's make that the image people remember more about Grandpa. Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Or have a cutoff. There's got to be a cutoff, right? Like, look, if he gets real bad, like, please don't take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's up to him. You can share your thoughts with him, though. I just, God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good morning, okay?
You too. I appreciate the advice.
Thank you.
Kick his ass, too, if you have to.
Right, I get it.
Last resort. I don't know if he could. I've seen some of those pictures where, like, the person just passed. Maybe it's more of a shock thing. Like, I can't believe you posted that. Like, the person just passed away.
Yeah.
But then some of them, like, I didn't know the person before, but you could tell, like, this ain't good. It's an awful condition.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
It is. I think he should also get some advice from other family members, and they can all agree on.
Yeah. Man, I'm really shocked by the text, though, coming in. Like, it's like 50-50. People are like, hey, that's his, you know, decision to share these things. And then other people are like, you know, Grandpa's not probably aware that this is even going on. And he
Ask
probably
him.
Doesn't care. He probably just... God, what a different world we live in now. I mean, it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, back then, prop them up by the jukebox when they die.
You know, like, even not even from the...
Lord,
like,
I want to go to heaven.
I want to go to Like, even, like, not even any kind of morbid connotations with it. If you see somebody that lost a lot of weight, just like, that person's kind of hard to look at sometimes. Like, man, you lost a lot of weight. Not like you have a big head or anything, but, like, if you lose a lot of weight... Like, I'm not saying, like, you're looking at a dead person, but it's like you're looking at a different person completely.
Most likely.
Like, I might like you fat better, man. Get fat again.
Or that's what you want to say. If you do it, you know, like, are you all right, man?
Do I need to take you to lunch?
But if you, like, were, I wouldn't want this, but it's kind of like what we just heard there. Like, if I had some kind of awful whatever disease and it caused, you know, things like that. Like, I'd be like, no pictures, not doing it. Not that I'm that vain, but I don't want that to be.
You would hope you wouldn't have to say it, but, I mean, you would have to say it probably. Like, look, even for your own private use, like, I don't want you remembering me like this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bad mistake here, folks. Bad mistake. Real bad mistake.
This is going to be rough. And
it stinks in here so bad right now that I'm going to go ahead and. I'm going to send a pretext to Mark, our
boss.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say,
I'm saying it,
dude, this was just in the idea of putting out good radio and entertaining radio and fun radio.
Oh my God. You know, ha ha radio.
This ain't even like a stink of like, you know, it's amusing because other people are suffering. It's like, it's like a disturbing smell. I don't know what those suckers eat, but
it's rough, man. Oh, I have a text.
Oh, guys, from the wrong number again?
No.
Oh,
we have to tell that story at some point.
Yo, Terry, what's up?
I'm not going to. Okay. This is management. I won't say who said this.
Here?
Yes. They don't know how to spell feces, first off. Do not show it on. Well, there's no way not to. We have to.
I mean, you
don't
have
to. Don't text me during the show. It's not professional.
I mean, how would we not? How could you not do it? You just
I know.
Where's the lifeline, management? Get me out of this.
We've got. So what was the fragrance of air freshener that we have, Fat Boy?
It was mango and hibiscus. Was that it?
Oh, good Lord.
I mean,
I remember
is it
hibiscus.
From nursing homes? Like, what is that? Hibiscus and mango together?
What is a hibiscus? A flower? Show me hibiscus! That's why I remember I kept saying it like Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Hibiscus!
Show me hot biscuit. Hot biscuits.
That's what it was. Show me hot biscuits.
Show me hot biscuits. All right, Paige, we
I'm
have
trying
your,
to talk too much.
We have your phone.
I feel like it's on my teeth.
You're logged out of, she's going to say that in a minute. We've logged out, you're logged out of social media. All that is fine. Anything you would like to say? I did do want to point out this. I said you might want to wear some old clothes, things you don't care about. And she comes in wearing my damn T-shirt today.
Yeah, trying to mess with you.
You know what? You know what?
You know what?
You know what?
When you do look at that, I do have to point this. Do like this. I'm not doing this for
why
Sam.
I don't wear this.
I'm not doing this for self-grandizing. But my sunglasses cover. It looks like a big bra on her shirt. Look at it.
That's why I don't wear
it. She said it's going to draw attention to her top.
That's why I don't wear this.
Like, my eyes are up here. My glasses are.
You were like, nice glasses. Okay, stop.
All right. I'd take your glasses off because I don't want to get.
You don't have wipers on them.
I don't want to get.
Guys, hot in here, too. It's hot in mud.
I know. And I thought, well, we'll open the door to get a little of the funky smell out of here. But the water cooler or whatever is right there. So, and then you have the small talk going on in the background. So,
yeah, you'll make the other shows appear.
As soon as this is done, we're about to make her. As soon as this is done, I will go get the hibiscus mango product and I will spray down.
How long do I have to leave this on my face?
That's a good question.
I am not taking it off your face. So, that's why I got the paper towels. You might want to do that, but I would not. I would do that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all, guys.
Hey, y'all.
All right.
Ah, smell dookie in the water.
Too busy, man. Okay. So, she's on. We're all on camera. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at the Rise Guys. And if you miss it, it'll be on the other ones, too. Like, subscribe, comment.
On demand, boy.
You know how we roll? This is my best side.
Look at that. Hey, don't be showing too much for free. Your pants
the longer you stall, the better it is for me. So keep doing it.
Stall. No, that's like, what I had to go into to get this out.
Oh my God!
I feel like you got worse when you did that little shimmy.
I don't smell anymore. I'm not smelling.
I'm rolling it around.
Oh no!
I'm
yeah, full.
I'm not smelling.
All right,
it's kicking up the dust or whatever.
I mean, it, like
it's so bad.
This is a co-opted idea, but I do regret. Now
I want to thank you for doing this, like the application.
Well, it didn't stink, but I had it in a bag. But once you open the bag and even close, the whiffs are out. It's done.
It's one of those bags you just take a quick hit with, like, ooh.
What are you doing?
Take a little huff. Oh, yeah, you're on her screen for sure. You can see her really good.
What are you doing? You're scaring me.
You need to just lay back, okay? Now keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Yeah, she thinks
breathing.
Something else is going to happen.
Oh. Okay.
I don't want to look at it.
All right. What do we? I said we would do two stripes.
Two stripes.
Oh. Maybe.
It's worse.
God
streaks
bless
is worse.
Freaking.
See, you're gonna get sick. You won't be able to get through it. You'll puke.
Yeah, but what's odd is I'm salivating, and that's a weird.
That's pretty. That's pretty weird.
All right, eyes are closed. You don't. You trust me. You don't want to get this in the eyes. You'll get psoriasis.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You might get gout.
Oh my God.
Oh, God, it's hot on my fingers.
That's a healthy.
Oh, God, it stinks.
I'm so scared.
That's a healthy amount.
No, please.
You ready?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Hold on, baby. It's getting stuck in your hair.
Oh, my God. Huge,
that's a huge chunk in one spot.
No. Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. You said two?
No. More.
Oh,
no.
It's just like you just fell.
Keep your nose closed, Paige.
Please.
Keep your nose closed. Stop. You're moving.
No, I can't help it.
You don't want to get it in your mouth.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be holding the nose. What's going to get on your fingers?
No. Oh, my God.
All right, look into the camera. Oh, God, it stinks.
Yes.
God, Paige.
Move your fingers like and look at it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want
to
breathe this.
Oh,
I can't.
You got a soul patch. Oh, wow. You got a soul patch, dude.
I can't breathe.
Holy crap.
I'm not opening my nose up. No.
Dude, like it.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I don't have a farm.
I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
This is rough.
It's horrible.
And it still stinks. Like, it's got worse.
Look into the camera. Lean in. Look at it real good. Oh, my God. Move your nose. I mean, move your head. Hey, look watch that. This. You ready?
Oh, look at that. Look how sick you are.
Paige, look. Paige, look.
I can't.
You know what?
I can't look, anymore. No,
look,
stop.
Look, no, look. This is.
Yeah, you got to look at it, but.
It's chocolate frosting.
Oh, my God.
Even though that's what
dude,
it is.
It stinks in here bad.
I know, and watching you do that and smelling that makes it worse.
Oh, hold on. Don't smear anything. Now I feel bad. Look at her.
Don't cry because it'll get in it.
Come here. Look at me. Move your eye. Oh, God.
Cry.
The little dab at the end. Like, you look dastardly right now. Holy crap. Dude.
Oh, look at she did.
Oh, shoot. You're getting it in, you bang.
Okay, I'm going. I got to wash this off. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, that's borderline offensive.
It stinks in here still.
It still stinks in here really bad.
We all suffer, to be honest.
You smell the chocolate more so, or do you smell the...
No, I smell the poo. I barely smell any chocolate.
Could you imagine how many people tuned in right before the reveal and saw me do that?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the screen cap for the promo, buddy.
You want to go wash your face off? Damn, I don't know how that went now. I don't feel bad.
We all suffered. It stinks like hell.
Is that cry, or is that sweat? Oh, jeez.
I'm going to cry. I mean, it stinks real. We got to go to break for real. We got to get that the hell out of here before it seeps into the
water. Well, no, we got to get the bag of stuff out here. That's what stinks. But dude, she's freaking crying now.
Well, she's pissed. But we got to get the...
All right, we will go to break and get everything aired out in here.
How is that going to happen?
Comment, subscribe, and like.
There's never any circulation in here at all.
Uh-uh. We should have thought this out better. Dude, get your finger this. This is real good.
I'm good, man.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. There's a lot of them that live down here. We have to remember that now.
It's hard to leave when you get down here.
It makes you feel like home when we talk like this, huh? You like it?
You love it? Oh, it's not as cold as you...
It's really doing my Jesse Ventura.
Oh, you'd be there. It's not. It's a little humid down here. <guy. laughs>
I love when you do it, man. That's so good. All right. This isn't funny, though.
No.
This guy is about at his wit's end. You know, his wife's being sweet, but she wants her out, too. But you want to be hospitable and put yourself in those shoes. I wouldn't have done it. I mean, I wouldn't have left with some old boy after a little...
What?
Or old girl. I wouldn't have meet him in the home and moved to your house. Mm. Your brother's... No. I don't cohabitate well with large groups.
No.
You had to move up to Minnesota.
Cohabitation.
Oh. I got a new boyfriend. There's Don South. He's from the South.
You ever seen the movie Tommy Boy?
Oh my God.
Let's do the legal stuff here and make sure that Brett is good. Brett, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So legally, I have to ask you, are you sure you want to do this and we're not promising you anything and you provided the phone number, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. We're going to dial the number. It's all blocked, so he won't know where the number's coming from. And you're going to, you'll be the only one speaking with him until, you know, we come on and say, hey, you're on the show as well. But just get to the point, and you don't sound like you will cuss, but please don't try to cuss. And if one of you do cuss, we'll dump you out and put you on hold. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Here we go. Best of luck to you. He's calling his brother to say, hey, I took you in and tried to help you and your girlfriend out, and you broke up and left her here. Dude, WTF. Something like mm-hmm. that. All right, here we go. That'll be the title of the podcast. All that I just said. It'll be very long.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Hello. Bro. What's up, bro?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, man? What's going
on? Hey. What's up with you?
Just getting ready for work, you know.
Yeah?
Getting up, yep.
Yeah, you're getting ready for work. Okay, yeah. Interesting, man. What's up? What the hell, man?
What?
You're acting like you don't even know what I'm talking about. You're not stupid, bro. Okay? Don't pretend like you're stupid.
Mackenzie, right? You mean Mackenzie.
Yes, I mean Mackenzie. Yeah. You ever plan to address this whole situation? You guys got in one argument and nobody's heard from you since for like 3 weeks?
Dude, she was being disrespectful, and you know how Dad taught us not to have anything to do with disrespectful people.
You know what? Don't blame Dad, all right? You are acting ridiculous right now, all right? You're acting pretty much like... So you left the girl stranded at my house with my family. She's from Minnesota. She got nobody here, and you just stranded her.
Stranded. How is she stranded? Just get a bus ticket back home. All right. Besides, I thought I was doing you a favor.
No.
Right. To help her. She could help take care of your kids.
A favor? Are you serious, man? You.
How am I wrong?
Better be glad. All right. I would be coming over there and whooping your ass.
Yeah.
You're trying to turn this. You're saying you did me a favor. all right.
Let me ask you something. If you don't like her there, just kick her ass out. You've done it to me before.
I'm not going to treat her like that. And you know it. All right. Me and Shannon, we don't want to treat her like that. You know that. You stranded her here. She doesn't have a family back home. She doesn't have a car. How is she not stranded at my house because of you?
Listen to me. Bus ticket, not your problem.
It is my problem. It's my problem, man. Just dropping her off at the bus station is not a solution, dude. Are you serious? She is, I mean, a young woman at a bus station. Think about it. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's your problem.
She's a big girl.
You need to face up to it. All right. Well, yeah, you got this problem, and now it's my problem. Your behavior has gotten us here, all because you suck. You got no sense of responsibility. Can't deal with it.
What do you want me to do? We broke up. We are not together anymore. How is it my responsibility?
Because you moved her down here. And then you stranded her at my house. So, you know, how about this? Here's what we can do, okay? Let's say $400 a month while she lives here. You did it. It's your fault. You can pay her rent, and then she can actually get on her feet and make something happen for herself so she's not paying a bunch of rent.
Oh, my God. You cannot be serious right now. You cannot be serious.
He's being very serious right now. Good morning. Hey, Brad.
Brad.
Who's that? Brad, it's the Rise Guys. We're a radio show out of Greenville, South Carolina. How are you?
I'm okay.
All right, this whole call's been on the radio right now because we've been talking with your brother, and he told us this whole thing. And it's not like a prank. He's very serious. We're on regular radio, so please don't cuss. So we don't have to...
What a rat. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
You're a hard guy to get a hold of.
Rat. I'm a rat. Come on.
Why have you not been taking his phone calls?
I've not been not taking his phone calls. He hasn't called me.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I mean, $400 a month, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Compared to what's going
on
now.
Right?
I mean, you did strand her and all.
So. When y'all broke up, did you say, hey, let's get out of here? Or did you say, we're breaking up, I'm leaving you here? Like, Brad, when it came to that.
Dude, I don't know who you are. We had a fight.
Same.
My brother has to bring in help to have an argument with me. I mean, come on. I'm not doing this on the radio.
I'm just saying, if you did it to my daughter, I'd beat you within an inch of your life.
He hung up. So.
Yeah.
Pussy. I mean, come on, man. That's it was just... kind of fun-loving until he just went, like, you going to do that to a girl? Or to do it to anybody. Move them across the country, and then, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna leave them there. It just, stranded.
Yeah.
But there again.
He's not going to answer any calls now, for sure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's like, buy her a bus ticket and enjoy your new roommate. That's his solution to this. I shouldn't be surprised, but I mean.
God, he is a
unbelievable
jerk.
He must have been extra sweet to get her to, unless she's got, she's a glutton for punishment that way. Being with somebody like that.
I mean, he sounds like a completely different. But like usually siblings kind of, I don't know.
What a narcissist.
I mean, you guys have no similar qualities at all. I mean, he's, first of all, he has an awful voice.
And he's, I mean, we probably, honestly, we probably got him out of bed if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Hey, what's getting ready for work, he said.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He's, look, you can't figure out why things happen and why they do. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, your heart's in the right place.
Yeah, he was crass about it, but you might actually have to do that, like get her a ticket home.
Yeah.
She should probably want to go home at this point.
But wouldn't you if you were just unloved where you are?
She doesn't have any... Apparently, right? She didn't have like a lot of family.
That's the thing. Yeah, she pretty much doesn't have anybody to go home to. She's got friends up there, but it's like,
Paige has a spare bedroom.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're not in like a great financial position either to help her. So,
it's that thing where is it hurting your children? Like, is taking things from your children? Maybe not like monetarily, but like this is affecting them. They're young.
Yeah, I mean, it's a non-family member staying in the house. It's like it's.
But they would also see that as
okay, but it's
their
not
parents
stressful.
Are caring people,
or even the intimacy with your own wife.
Oh Lord!
When you got other people in the house. I'm sorry, you don't want to.
Her voice, isn't it?
There's a lot of people in Texas that want to kick your brother's ass, man.
He was a jerk.
They're volunteering for it.
Let me ask you this: obviously she's of age, but is there a significant age difference in your brother and this girl? Because you kept saying she's a sweet young girl. Obviously, we know she's she's legal age. We're not saying that, but
she's like mid late 20s.
Okay,
She's not a super. She's not I mean, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm sexist, but she's a sweet young lady. And,
well, I don't know if you're sexy or not, but I'll tell you this: I think that your brother's a jerk. I think that your kids are going to look back and say, "Y'all are awesome people for doing this as long as you've done it." But at the same time, one thing your brother said is true: she is a grown woman, and she's got to. I wouldn't want to be in that position, either side. I wouldn't want to be living somewhere where I know they really don't want me there, and then I wouldn't want to have to do it.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.